So at the moment, we're really just assessing the damage. We've seen this happen before down at the sunken gardens. And, you know, we're still in the aftermath of that. The weather's still not sort of cleared up enough. Our priority is obviously protection of the public. So as soon as anything like this happens, we make it safe, we coordinate off. And then as soon as it's accessible for us to get in there, clean up and remove any debris, we can clean up and start assessing what the problem is. And we're still just at that early stage yet. Sadly, these things take a long time to get to fruition, and we will be looking at, once the weather allows, really, to start looking at when we can replace the walls and rebuild.
What procedures does the council follow? Obviously, I imagine you have to take into account safety staff and, of course, the members of the public as well. So what kinds of things do you implement after bad weather?
When we talk about procedures, we're obviously aware when storms are incoming, so we prepare for that. We put the storm boards out and we try and prepare for that water coming. We've all seen Mother Nature, she kind of will come at force sometimes. Boards on this occasion were actually washed away. We have just put through a capital programme to look at the storm defence down there. We've put through a project to put in new replacements for the storm boards, more modern and hopefully better protection there. But it really falls back to the seawall. It's my belief, and I know of others that agree with me, that the seawall should be the first defence, and not having one in that area, this is something we're just going to have to continue to deal with unless central government come up and get that wall built where it needs to be. Quite obviously, that the two ends of the problems are the worst affected, and you know, we're not seeing anything done there, so that is very disappointing. So we will have to do the best we can to protect the gardens going forward.
Obviously, you've said you're in the initial assessment phase of the damage done. What do you think then are the next steps? Is it rebuilding and refurbishing and going over all the damaged areas? And do you put in plans for future? Do you assess what happened and how you can make things better? Do you do anything like that?
Yes, absolutely. You know, we've received lots of footage, for example, of what's happened. And if any of your listeners have any other footage that they'd like to send in to us, please do so. Please send any footage or information you've got, because it all helps. But yes, you know, the process now is to wait till it's safe enough, clean it up, and then start planning on the rebuild. We are insured, so we'll have to go through insurance processes to have the job done. And we have to look at the best solution to protect the gardens going forward and protect them assets and keep the public safe.
And you said you wanted to do some myth-busting about the sunken gardens aren't there to be sunk. Not sure that was your exact words, but that was something along the lines, wasn't it?
Yeah, I've seen a lot on social media that people say, oh, that's what the gardens were built for. They're there to hold the water if anything happens. That is actually a myth. They weren't built for that purpose. They were sunken so that the people enjoying the area could sit out of any sea breezes in the Victorian days. So they're not built for taking water. And we do have drainage in there, but right now, given what's just happened, that's going to be all blocked up and need some work. You know, we're still assessing, but the likelihood is that that's going to need some work too.
Thank you for making it to the end of the Manx Radio newscast. You are obviously someone with exquisite taste. May I politely suggest you might want to subscribe to this and a wide range of Manx Radio podcasts at your favourite podcast provider, so our best bits will magically appear on your smartphone. Thank you.